And as we respond, we break the hold of power. Finding the book Empire was like discovering I had an evil twin. Hard and Negri employ a kind of language of unity, using the word empire seemingly as I do power. But while I use the term power to personalize, to help us grapple with the global statesman's skill in hiding, and we haven't talked about how critical that's been for their success, but we will, and probably sooner, but certainly when we turn to that new page, embracing global goals and vision and practices and actions. So I was attempting to grapple with their, and it's more than a strategy, it's like everything. Everything depends for them on being able to hide, to pretend that it's we who do all these things to ourselves. But Hart and Negri use that term of theirs, empire, in an exactly opposite manner to help the power guys hide, and hide as is their habit in an abstract concept. And they, as I do, these guys, say that we're a global one. But for me, this is our material reality. This is truth. While they present our oneness as a gift of power, and we should thank them for it and offer our allegiance. What the book Empire shows us is power struggling with the notion of nation state. It was a work in progress interrupted by the overwhelming answer of the World Social Forum in 2001 and 2, particularly before, well, those were the two I think that were delivered the biggest surprise and punch. And we've seen in numerous instances with Occupy, with the election of Barack, after they get over their shock, there's enormous reaction. And then it's never quite the same. See, we have to enter into our resistance, our refusal, our actions to plan our future, fully aware of power's reaction. That's the critical piece that we need to get free. That and having the goal of ending the use of our energy globally and our becoming leaders universally. So it was a work in progress interrupted by the overwhelming answer of the World Social Forum in 2001 and 2. A minor setback by their lights. Power but blinked. It would never cross their minds to pause for an instant in their forward momentum toward their vision. They've been trained to think they have a world to make, and ignorant children to put in their place. So a world rising was just a minor inconvenience. And so the thoughtful responses to that book, Empire, are still relevant today and will be till we reclaim our lives. We haven't had these discussions that I found in this book that was a response to Empire. Those discussions need to happen for our growing certainty, for our beginning to develop our own determination, our own vision. Quote from an article I'm going to be I've been hoping I could find a copy of it on the internet so I don't have to retype it. I feel like I'm a sitting duck when I'm in front of the computer, and I feel like it makes me an easier target, so to speak. And I know that you cannot know that what I'm saying is so. You would have to start saying these things and then find yourself hounded all night long. And, you know, we don't want a lot of folk to have to go through that. We want to start these conversations. It doesn't require us to go through that for us to want to claim, retake our lives back, our energy back. It was an ethical issue for me when I wrote Waking Up, before any of the reaction that I've received from power happened, before any of that started. I had certainty. It was an ethical question for me my whole life long. I didn't like it. I didn't like having to put myself on the market. It never felt right. And it took me going to the ancestors, sitting with the earth, and to finally start trusting my own body. That's all it requires, is for us to begin trusting what our body says and then talking about it with our brothers and sisters. So it's hard being in front of that machine. Every time I try to just upload to my own website, the internet connection either doesn't come, or I have to wait and wait and wait, and I'm sitting and feeling more and more ill, you know, and then I have to get away from it and do my healing on myself. And I mean, it's quite a journey. I didn't anticipate it at all. But embarking on it is truly eye-opening, because you realize, I've said this before, that nothing is what you thought. You know, you begin to see similar suffering that you didn't recognize as such in folk who were going through things like going through this essentially and couldn't talk about it. So we need to end this practice of secrecy in the state's management of dissent, essentially. Well, we'll be talking about that in a second.